Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ow! So patriotic, huh? Who knew James Brown could be so patriotic? Living in America. I love that song. We got to have a little James Brown, get us revved up a little bit on Memorial Day. Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and no business today. It's all about those men and women who, over the last 240 or so years, have poured out the last full measure. I love to quote Lincoln. You'll never go wrong quoting Lincoln, my friends. Find some Lincoln quotes and hang on to them. You can never go wrong quoting Lincoln. And in his Gettysburg Address, he said, "These men poured out the last full measure of devotion to a grateful nation." I'm paraphrasing him a little bit. But the men and women who poured out the last full measure of devotion to their country, they stood a post. They answered the call. They signed up. They suited up, and they went to war, and they stood a post, and they in the face of the enemy, and they did their job, and they didn't come back. Those are the people we celebrate today. Carlos Fuentes is here. He's director of National Legislative Services for the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Carlos, thank you again for hanging out with us. I want you to talk to us about what the veterans organizations are doing these days. Your buddies over at the American Legion and so many of the other great groups. I know that you agree with me. You're doing a good job. The VFW is an old name in this country. Every little community's got a VFW hall. Tell us what you guys are doing around the country today, this weekend.
Thanks, Jim. We have VFW posts throughout the world that are hosting Memorial Day activities, parades, cookouts, campaigns to destigmatize mental health care, mental illness. And throughout D.C., we're also hosting events. We've actually partnered with USAA to build a poppy memorial, and that's how I know that 645,000 since World War One. It's a more than 100-foot wide, 8 feet tall memorial with a poppy for each service member who was killed in action in World War One. It's majestic, and for folks who are in D.C. You can still go see it through today. We also have folks on the mall near the memorials answering questions that any veterans or family members may have on VA benefits. Also going to be attending some of the events today. At Arlington, you have a ceremony there. You also have a ceremony at the World War II Memorial and then at the Vietnam Wall. It's a packed day, packed weekend. I was out there all day yesterday under the sun. It got a little bit of rain towards the end, but it was good time to be able to chat with some fellow vets and help where we can.
Well, and will you be at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier? Will you guys be in that part of the city as well?
Yes, that's today, and we have our second in command, our senior commander chief, BJ Lawrence from New Mexico is going to be laying wreath on the Tomb of the Unknown around 11 today.
You know, those men not only gave up their lives, they gave up their identity. And when you think about what they did, it's really something, and that's another talk about another layer of pouring out your last full measure of devotion. What do you think?
You're absolutely right, and you know we have to honor those who've given ultimate sacrifice, and regardless, you know, of if we'd been able to identify them or not, and you know, even those who we haven't been able to identify, we have to make sure they're properly honored.
Right. So I know that you got there are things going on all around the country. What will the VFW units around the country be doing?
You know, like I said, we have different events throughout the country. The VFW pride in our tagline. No one does more for veterans. We have folks, you know, providing assistance to ensure that veterans are able to apply for their earned benefits. We have our team here in D.C. Fighting for friendly legislation. We just had a huge victory for veterans this past week, where we're going to be improving VA healthcare benefits, and we're also going to be improving access to private sector care. But then there's this one program which provides benefits and services to the caregivers of veterans, those selfless individuals who have foregone their career to care for their disabled service member. And that program was limited to veterans who served post 9/11. And now, once the president signs this bill here in a couple of days, it will be open to all era service members.
Folks,
it's a great victory for that.
If you get, and good, and thank you for the great work that you guys do at the VFW. Folks, if you go to D.C., if you get a chance to go to any of those memorials, I went to the Veterans Memorial a dozen years ago, or, you know, maybe 20 years ago for the first time, and I wasn't prepared for the emotion. I just wasn't prepared. Tintil.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.